Don't shut it off, because if you shut it off, to get it back started back up again. Yeah, because then you got to get it warmed up again. Because, see, a lot of the stuff here at the station works on a very old air compressor, much like the animatronics at the old pizza places where you go in and say, how is that big old gorilla moving like that? And I'll tell you why, because okay, I'm going to put the MC down. They're having a good time in that other room. Oh, my goodness, because it's marathon, you know. And I am Hardy White, and you are my friends, and I'm so glad to be visiting with you here physically in New Jersey. I forgot where I was briefly. And the reason for that, does this go on? I'm going to put a condom on the microphone because of disease. Oh, my goodness. I am so excited to be at this marathon. And what do I see as my role here on this show during this beautiful, sacred time? And I think it's to show and demonstrate and tell you how much I love and appreciate this endeavor, which we call our thing. That's what we call it here. And joining me as soon as I'm seeing he's fiddling now with his microphone, is Bryce, my old friend. How are you?
Hello, how are you? Good to see you.
I am so glad to see you. We have not been on the radio together in many years.
It's been quite a while.
And a lot of times it's me sitting over there and at the MC spot and you in here.
Yes.
And we've never been like this before, have we?
I like not being in control.
I know. I'm not either. No one is.
My entire life isn't in control.
I love it. It's like a plane. No one's flying it. It's just, and we don't know how it's staying up, but we're pretty sure it's an attitude. And if we think negatively, the plane will crash. And I think we're right. We're keeping it up with our hopes, really. And that is this faith. A lot of people like to go on talk shows and be very deep, and they say, you know what? I don't have hope. I have faith. Or they'll say, you know what? I don't have faith because I have hope. And let me tell you the difference. And then I get confused and they tell you the difference. But I don't know. They both sound like wishing to me. And I think there's nothing wrong with that because I wish lots of great things. And we're going to talk about how we can manifest them by badgering and hectoring you. And I have that as a tried and true way. It's just to let you know what we need repeatedly.
We're here to raise money for the marathon, as you know, and the way you can do that is by calling 800-989-9368 or go to wfmu.org, and you will be guided through the process.
It seems crass that we ask you directly, but I think it's more awful or awfuler when it's insidious. And your money is taken from you unconsciously. You know, you say, why am I buying all this deodorant or something? And we're just saying explicitly we need money for things, and we're not going to use mind control to make you buy sundries, or food, or even larger ticket items. No, no, no.
There's no service fee.
No, it's just hearts here sharing what they love. Now, I would say a lot of the stations, people sharing what they love as far as music goes, and you have a music-based show.
Some would say.
And I have one of those shows that it feels like it's a music show, but I never get around to the music. Sometimes there's music on it, and I would argue that there's musicality in all sound, and so would the people that make that unlistenable static stuff, which is knobs, and that's lovely, too. I love it all. None of it is bad to me. I don't listen to it all. But, it's like food. I know that it's nourishment for somebody, and I might not want your gruel or whatever you eat. I don't know. Not you, Bryce. You don't eat gruel, do you?
I don't eat anything.
I've stopped eating.
I just live off prana.
The Breatharians were a cult. I think
yes,
they might
yes.
be still around, but, you know, they didn't. I wonder how that's going. I think they sneak.
There's a Twix bar in there somewhere.
Yeah. But it's somebody for vegans to look down on. Like, God, man, come on. Eat a carrot at least. No, just the air, please. Oh, it's so exciting to be here. I love everything about this situation, that it's radio, that it's the type of radio station that it is, the people that are here, the free spirit, the free thinking, the lack of just oppression because of the money and corporate interests. When people have a lot of money at stake for a thing, they want to control every aspect, including right on down to your physical parts and everything. That really, and you know, that's not the way it works here. What you are hearing is the expression of individuals, right from us to you. It's like farm to table. It's but brain to ear hole.
Yeah, it's pretty astonishing that this place exists. It really makes no sense from as a business model.
It exists because quite a few people will it into existence. You who are listening, the fact that you want it is why it's here. Enough of us stop caring about it, it'd go away, for sure. I mean, this isn't one group of people. This is concentric circles, and that's how communities work. So there's an inner circle with people that are actually, like, going up on the roof and, you know, like Ken or whatever. And I don't know. He doesn't fix the roof, literally. He might sometimes. But then, you know, it extends outward to the people working here and then the volunteers and then listeners, and everybody values it. And we work together as a group. And I don't think any one individual is more important than another. And everybody here can be replaced, up to and including Ken. So, you know, it's the endeavor that matters.
Right.
And it is perpetuated by all of us sharing a very basic value. And it transcends tastes, and it transcends culture even. And that value is a sort of openness to the expression of the human spirit. And, you know, it is suppressed and stifled in so much of what we do. And you, when you listen to this, you recognize what freedom sounds like, what freedom of thought and feeling and expression really sounds like. And it may be frightening to you. It might be, if you've heard Bryce's show, you go, oh my goodness, what are humans? But this, what a beautiful thing to contemplate. And you're not going to get that necessarily, because those feelings can't be aimed by those who would have you buy a certain make of car. They don't know what to do with those things. They want you to feel a certain kind of lacking, a certain desire that can only be sated by the thing that they have. What we offer you is not that. We say, are you hungry? Here are a lot of things that you could eat. And they come from all cultures. You ever have elementary school children, and they got like, bring your family's traditional food night. And it's a wonderful thing, you know, because, you know, it's everything from KFC to, you know, to Moussaka. And it goes further than that. That's not even a very big spectrum. Way. I couldn't think of anything exotic. Some dish I've never had. But, oh, yes. Do you agree, Bryce, with all I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Bryce agrees with me. Are they calling? Oh, I can't hear any. You don't hear. A lot of it is done silently. Now, there's wonderful. So I'm from Kentucky, and I came up here to New Jersey with a whole gang of Kentucky folks. And they're in there, and they're very nice. And they're here volunteering if you want to speak to them. And here they have beautiful accents. They all sound like the Judds.
800-989-9368 is the number to call if you'd like to actually speak to a human being. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, go to pledge.wfmu.org. And as always, we have all manner of gewgaws that will be sent your way. Mm-hmm. For various pledge levels, and you can see them there on the website.
No, I have a premium, and I forget what someone will tell you what to do to get it. But it's a CD, which are beautiful collectors, because they don't make them anymore, by and large. There's nothing to play them on. And so, like I said, it's an 8-track, and it's actually a radio station cart. And it comes with an old bulking table, too. You can wipe it and re-record it if you want.
FMU just threw away its last bulk eraser.
Oh, those are so great, man. It can be used for something. Can't you?
Yeah,
Jeff? Can't you ruin watches with them or something?
I like to hold my head right up to it and just let it go for about a half hour.
Oh, it's therapeutic. Yeah. I like it. All people in radio used to do that. It takes away a lot of the memories that you don't want, you know? Like, where'd they go? Zap them away. Also, like first in, first out for that. That's you got to do it as the memory's being made. You go, don't want that one. My premium. Now, I think what's in the description is a lie, because what happens is you get this email from Michelle. It says, "What's your premium?" And you go, "Oh, I hadn't even thought about it." So then you type a lie, in the title, like, you know, Hardy is something something, and then weeks go by and you go, "I have no idea what I said I'd do."
This is sounding all too familiar.
And besides, I know it was a CD. And so I'll just do that. And then I'll make the title something ambiguous so they don't know really what it's. But everybody here will know what to send you. But what it turned out to be was just little bits that I've done this year. You know, sometimes there's songs or there's a little. I don't like the word skit. It makes me have self-loathing. I don't know what to call them, little, I don't know why that. I was traumatized in the Scouts. I was in Boy Scouts, and they made us do skits, and I found them to be humiliating. And I feel bound by that word. And but it has that and little other bits like that, and someone will appreciate it, and maybe just having them will be, oh, the sound of, oh, I love it, I'm a dog, I love dogs. I don't want to say I'm a dog person because that got me in trouble one time, and the carnival tried to recruit me. And I was like, no, I'm not literally like a dog boy. I mean, I enjoy the company of dogs. And they go, we all do, buddy. And I didn't get that job. I should have just said that I should have just started humping his leg. I would have got that job. So I don't, again, I don't hear the phone. So when there's a weird thing where there's a phone ringing sound effect, but it's like the printer.
Right, case? When we get a web pledge, they rigged it up to give you the simulacra of a phone call.
And I guess I've heard nothing. Now, it doesn't have to be much. I know a lot of people can always send a lot and everything, but I have heard from a lot of my listeners. I understand your economic position. It is very similar to mine, which is you don't have a lot of spare money. But what I'm saying is, I think I have to push past that. Yeah. I guess it's okay for you. So you just relax while we talk to people who have been blessed.
We only do this once a year. Well, we have like a little silent marathon halfway through the year. But, you know, a lot of non-commercial radio stations are always like beating you over the head with fundraising marathons. We just like squeeze it all into a couple weeks.
Yes.
But we don't have like, you know, giant corporations, like nonprofits behind us. Like, this place is held together with rubber bands.
Yeah, it really is just like all people who are into it and keep it going. And the first time I visited, I was, I'm still blown away and moved by it. I never get used to like how rare this place is and the people in it, how amazing they are, and like their knowledge about music is astounding.
It's kind of overwhelming, but there is some like magic crystal buried somewhere underneath the building that just brings all the oddballs that see a little crooked.
If things are forgotten, they are forgotten. If a piece of work disappears, if no one remembers it, it's really gone from the universe by and large. What this is a way of keeping things alive by spreading them into as many minds. It's like when you put something onto the cloud, or another hard drive or anything like that. We are trying to get out this value and these memories to as many people as possible to preserve them too. These artists, these expressions of individual lives, what you're hearing is really an accounting of the experience of being alive and the expression of that. It could be absurd, it could be comic, it could be tragic, it could be exciting. It comes in all genres and all colors. There's all ways of doing it. And, you know, those things go out and they go into people and they remember them and they affect them and they can say, you know, I remember hearing this thing, or this type of music, or this thing, and we must seek it out, make sure it still exists, or let people, let the artists know that there's an audience for this. You know, a lot of the audiences are like the radio station, the volunteers on it. This is for the love of a thing. Now, there's a word for that, and it's amateur, you know? But there's nothing amateur about this. But it's not professional either. You know, there's got to be a better word, because the professional to me is tainted in a way. And the origin of the word professional, if you don't know, is to profess. It means I call myself a thing. All right? So in a lot of endeavors, you must have qualifications to call yourself a thing. So perhaps this is a place of what would we call it? Auto and premature. I certify myself as an artist. I give myself authority to create and to release into this universe all of my feelings and my thoughts and the way that I see things. I will manipulate sound in a way that I will transfer to you what I am feeling. And that's no easy thing. And there are those that can do it without words, with mere tones, with silence. Silence can do it. But there's no room for that in a lot of things we do and in a lot of the broadcasts we hear and on our computer. There is no great effort to do that. We are sometimes an island. And it can be discouraging. But then we also feel pretty good about ourselves because we give ourselves these sort of pep talks and then we understand the significance and the profound importance of this undertaking, which is entirely volunteer. And you are part of that. And you are an important part of that. And you can be as involved as you want. You can just listen. You can call up. You can start to comment. And people go, oh, it's Bubba from Mackinac. And then you go, oh, you know, or Mackinac, I mean. But we'll always know you. And then you come and you volunteer 1 year. And then you say, oh, I know these people. Now I know individuals. And then maybe you meet artists. And that's the way you grow and expand your world. Oh, my friends. I just asked you this one time. And I promise that we'll be really funny. We'll be funny soon. Now I'm going to switch to funny. Immediately, as of now. Let's say something important to read. Do we have any?
We do. We have a lot of people to thank.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's do that. Thanking is, gratitude is the best.
We have Ralph from Fresh Meadows, New York.
Thank you, Ralph.
Thanks to Carlo from Brooklyn.
Thank you, Carlo.
To Chris from Burlington, Vermont.
Oh, Chris, I love Burlington, Vermont. I want a maple creamy right now.
We have Jay from Brooklyn.
Jay, thank you.
Someone named Vicky from the UK.
Vicky from the University of Kentucky. No, that's our Vicky.
Let's see. We have Charles from Chicago.
Charles, my friend.
Oh, great. Terry from New Baltimore, New York.
Terry, thank you so much.
Jean from... let's see here. Bielefeld? Nordheim, Westfalen. In Deutschland.
Okay. Say the name again. I forgot it. The name, the place took so long.
I can't quite read it. It looks like Bielefeld?
No, the person's name.
Is it an I? Oh, I'm sorry. That is Jean.
Jean, thank you.
There's some more. We can.
I hope Jean is laughing. Oh, and that's it. But there's going to be more, and it's going to be you, my friend. That have got not you, Bryce, but you, the listener.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to chicken me down,
Bryce. I'm not hearing your name on there. Some of you aren't putting anything in the collection plate. So we talked about this. I've got this little book in my hand, and it is one of many books by Richard Lemparski. It is the Whatever Became of series, and I know I've mentioned this many times on the air, and there's something about it on Uber Web and stuff too. And anyway, I remember these as a kid in the 70s, and what they are books compiled. This fellow went around and he talked to old celebrities. They say, what is a tennis player Alice Marble from the 60s doing now? And you go ahead and you go, oh, she's old. And she wears a house dress. You go, what stalwart leading man of movies Rod Cameron up to now? And it turns out he's old. And he's wearing short sleeve shirts and smoking Camels, stuff like that. So as I was flipping through here, I found a recording artist that you may know, and I have certainly played this person's stuff on the air even many times over the years. It's certainly a college radio staple. So I'd like to read you this entry, and it's a female artist. I'll say that.
All right.
It's a woman, but I won't say her name. So now you can guess at any time who it is, but you may not be able to guess.
I'm terrible at this, but old.
You may not be old enough. That's what I'm also. It's hard to know
I'm
nowadays.
243.
But you know, like people say, oh, you're probably not old enough to remember Charlie Chaplin. Of course not. But there's these movies, right? So I never know you. You're not old enough to remember Johnny Carson. He's still.
That your old enough thing doesn't work as well around FMU.
No, right, exactly. Well, that's why I said, either know or you don't. But I want to use this as a point of departure for discussion. Here it is. Here's the entry.
All right.
And it has a youthful picture of said person. The middle-aged housewife who overnight became a singing sensation in the 60s was born Elva Kahns on October 5th in Joplin, Missouri. Until 1965, she lived quietly with her husband, a retired gentleman rancher in the college town of Claremont, California. The Blanks, that's their surname, I'm leaving it out, who had no children, raised a niece. After their ward had married and left their home, Blank began recording sacred songs at a small studio in Hollywood. She had studied voice at Pomona College, but had no ambition to sing professionally. Up until then, the only singing she had ever done was in church choirs. Some of the tapes she had made were taken to Capitol Records. The initial response was negative. Then one producer felt that her training in classical music, she might bring something different to pop songs. Blank was less than enthusiastic, but consented to record some of the current hits. These Boots Are Made for Walking, A Hard Day's Night, and Downtown. Bryce is nodding. You know who it is now?
Nancy?
Her album, Blank Blank's Greatest Hits, became what is known in the record industry as a sleeper. Looking for something unusual, disc jockeys across the nation found it in Blank Blank. Some of her renditions included whistling. In the lingo of the music business, they had found a new sound. I'm going to stop right there for a minute and say who it is. So it's a woman named Mrs. Miller. Do you know who Mrs. Miller is? Now, a lot of the listeners may. She put out, there was these albums in the 60s that Mrs. Miller sings, and it was these current hits, like these Boots Were Made for Walking.
Right.
But what she has is this warbly, old-fashioned opera voice, like not a very good one. So it sounded like, these boots are made for walking, and that's just what they do. One of these is a song. Right? And so everybody's having a laugh, like at her expense, perhaps. This goes on to make it sound as if people liked her enthusiastically just because it was a new sound. And then it says that when she started singing some other songs, they suggested she realized they were about drugs and quit. Now, the reason I brought her up is because what's the difference between liking something ironically, which is what was intended, because when those albums come out, they were supposed to be, is this a put on? Is this person for real? Which is kind of an ugly thing. Right? Is this person embarrassing themselves? Are we laughing at them, with them, Are they in on it? Do they know they're being humiliated? What's the origin of this? I like that there's a little bit of mystery about it. You know?
It's sort of like one of those line drawings of a cube where you can't tell which square is in front or in back.
Right, right. I mean, maybe you should have to know because nobody wants to humiliate someone or no one. But I think what happens a lot of times, and I've saw this, I think this happened with the RV guy. Did you know that guy, the mad, he gets really mad. He's trying to do an RV promotional. Does anybody know that?
Yeah.
So he becomes like really famous and college kids. Like, you got to come though. We'd like to come speak. But what happens is like when you meet these individuals and they're real sweet humans, you don't know what to do.
Right.
Because it can't be at their expense anymore. Then you have to ask yourself, why do I like things? Or what am I laughing at? Or, you know, and I like challenges. And most people, when they hear things, they don't have to think about it. They don't have to think what they're listening to, why. And art that doesn't provoke you or get you to move you to have an experience, I'm not sure what that is, you know.
Fodder.
Just stuff, sound in the background. Which is also nice. Depends your level of attention, right? A hum can be compelling if you're in the moment.
Oh,
if you're present,
don't I know?
And paying attention, right? I count on that level of patience and appreciation in what I do. I mean, I don't think that anybody would listen to my show if they weren't that kind of person that was willing to stick it out or to sift through something, you know. Do you remember that kind of raisins that you would buy and there was some kind of cut-up cardboard in between them and raisin bran?
Right.
And so you'd have to, like, sort it out yourself to get just the raisins? You know, sift it. You'd have to do... What we would do is we would use those old, you know, double albums. Because then the raisins all, they roll to the center.
I see. Raisins.
Raisins. I love... You know what I love? I love that with the legalization of marijuana in a lot of places, that killed drug humor for some things. You know, like you watch Cheech and Chong and you go, who cares? It's like they're sneaking cigarettes or something. Hey, you want to go over here and smoke a cigarette? Yeah, okay. Well, that's fun. Gosh, we don't do a lot of drugs here at the station.
No, not that I know of.
I don't because of equipment. But that's just me. I'm used to, I don't want to break anything or anything like that. Sometimes it's fun. There's been exuberant, drunken volunteers before.
Sure.
I haven't seen that level of exuberance in a long time. Maybe other shows have it. We're pretty subdued here.
I should say again that 800-989-9368 is the number to call. Or just go to WFMU.org,
mm-hmm.
and you'll see a little button you can click on to mm-hmm. pledge to Hardy White Show. If you're a regular listener to Monsieur White, you know what a special presence he is, not just on the here at FMU, but anywhere. You're sort of like the unwitting spiritual center of in a way.
It's purely accidental. It's wonderful.
We do have more people to thank, by the way.
Oh, I want to thank them. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I like it because you get to visualize. Like, when you hear the names, you go, oh, good Lord, real person. I'm talking. You can start to see them pop up like Professor X when he puts the helmet on, right? And there's like, talking. You can see those people like... sitting on the mutant, sitting on the toilet.
Well, Robert from Tinton Falls, New Jersey is checking in with the pledge.
Thanks, Robert.
We have Thomas from Morristown, New Jersey.
Thanks, Thomas.
And good Lord, there's quite a few. We have Michael from Hyattsville, Maryland.
Thank you, Michael.
Ezra from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Oh, thank you, Ezra.
We have Shanteno, I'm not sure, from Monroe, New York.
Okay.
Wayne and Catherine from Rockaway, New Jersey, checking in with you. Taylor from Bern, Texas, and many more.
Well, thank you all so much. And we depend on you. And you can make the... I'm looking at the website. It goes by, and there's a little, like, the more you give, the clown hits the base of the lingam, or whatever. I can't see all my glasses on. And, it's a good kind of hurt.
Yeah, that's our own DJ Greg Harrison always whips up a great graphic, little meter for each marathon.
Oh, Greg's so great. He always, sometimes he'll take me places in New Jersey when I'm visiting that I haven't seen, like, secret fun places. Not secret. The people who live here, they're secret to me because I don't live here.
He's amazing.
But he's one of my favorite.
This place is full of just bizarro polymaths.
I don't want to mention my live show too much. It's tomorrow because it's sold out. And I don't want to make people feel bad. And you don't have to feel bad because you dropped the ball and didn't get a ticket. But I will say Greg's picture is in the. I got pictures this year. Pictures this year.
Good.
You know? So that's great. And you get to see that. Maybe you are, my friend. You should come and check, make sure you're not in it. You might have to sue me. I don't ask. But do you have to ask? I don't do it.
My people will be in touch.
Yeah, well, good luck. Can't get blood from a stone.
800-989-9368. Give us a call and help FMU make it through the next year.
You can say stuff too, can't you? Put a little sometimes people put a little message like, you know, you can do that. I encourage that because then that gives us something to talk about. You say, hey, Hardy, I like when you blah, blah, blah. Be more specific to blah, blah, blah.
But Julia from New York, for instance, says, Hardy is the best. Love him to death. Thank you, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. That's
good Lord, they're just pouring in, Hardy.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Will from Brooklyn is checking in.
Thank you, Will.
Says, congratulations, you've been successfully uploaded to my brain cloud.
Excellent. And there I shall dwell.
Oh, Melinda from Asheville, North Carolina.
Thank you, Melinda.
And thanks to Anne from Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, thank you, Anne.
Leslie from Hollywood, Florida.
Thank you, Leslie.
And Brett from Cranford, New Jersey.
Thanks, Brett. That's so great.
Oh.
You know, some of the names I hear every year, and some are new to me, and that I love that, you know, hearing from new people. I mean, that's so great because they come and they go.
Yeah.
You know, I know that this has happened to you, and it's happened to everybody. You're on long enough, you hear from listeners, and you listeners sometimes die.
It's true.
Like even like and devoted like people you know, it really makes you realize how precious even relationships you don't understand that you know are kind of one sided,
right?
But they're not really one sided, you know, because we know that people are there. Sometimes they bless us by letting us know that they're listening or it was meaningful. But we sense that they're there. To have it confirmed is amazing. When we lose somebody, we feel it. Like we've lost somebody we know. We have a relationship with them. You know, this isn't made up stuff, and it's not sentimental. It's just human nonsense, you know.
Right.
It's all mixed up. The silly is mixed up with the sincere. I mean, I like going from one minute to the next by being, you know, oh, this guy sounds so sentimental. And I go, well, then I need to do something to counter that. Because you're going to gag on the sweetness, on the treacly stuff. So, you know, every time you take some of the Cairo syrup, you know, you need to shoot a hot pepper or something. Or pour some whiskey down your pants. Or I don't know, whatever it takes to be silly or irreverent. Because I'm very much a believer in being irreverent and reverent at the same time. Don't pick one.
Yeah, that's I think that's one of the FMU's defining features is there is this absolute devotional reverence mm-hmm. to creativity itself, and yet it's delivered in like a you know just a down-to-earth way. It's just people on the other side. It's
exactly.
It's not someone who graduated from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
No, it's not. And no, there's no... I don't want to... I'm not trying to diss anybody, but there's almost no radio voices on this whole station. Like, there was nobody I would hire to do, like, a commercial or anything like that, unless you wanted, like, a character, you know? I'm loving the new Chevy! That's amazing! I'm gonna yell it! A lot of yelling. I need to yell more. I think, yeah, I like to yell. I mean, and I like to work the mic. But, like, so a lot of people, yeah, a lot of yellers, but there's not a lot of in worlds. So that's a...
In a world.
In a world. And that's like you have to get, in a world. I love it. I can't go... I wish I could get Ernie Anderson low and go,
ABC.
So I can't quite do it unless I have... I choke myself or get a cold or something, and then I could do it. I wish I was just slightly more resonant, my voice.
You got to huff some really heavy gas first.
I will, and then I'll do this. Like, some throat singing spots.
Oh. Be a brush with Colgate. ABC.
How's that? It takes me a minute to warm it up. What's this? Somebody just tuned in. I hear Bryce and throat singing. It's FMU. You only need two hits there. And who's the other guy? Yeah. Bless us all.
Hey, if you go to WFMU.org/pledge, for instance, or just go to WFMU.org, your eyes will take you to the right place. That's where you go if you want to help keep FMU on the air for another year. We do this every year, and by the end of the year, there's sparks coming off our butt. We're just like barely making it through to the other side.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Like I'll have these jobs where I try not to tell anybody about FMU because it just gets awkward because they'll listen, like, hey, I listened to your radio station. I didn't know any of the songs. But if people are a little bit more curious, you try to explain to them how this place works, mm-hmm. and they're just, it's like, what? It's like, yeah, it's every year. It's like the only reason it exists is because people call and just give money. And they, you know, people pledge at this point from all over the world, which is kind of mind-bending.
It is mind-bending, but it also is evidence that there is a need, a desire for it. I often wonder if it would exist if the rest of the way we access art wasn't so sort of oppressive, or wasn't so much gatekeeping, or wasn't so much money involved.
Yeah.
We've come to really expect our entertainment to be the kind of entertainment which is the visual equivalent of a skyscraper. And that is that an undertaking, an architectural undertaking, unlike a hut, but more like a skyscraper that takes millions and millions and millions of dollars and thousands and thousands and thousands of people. That's what a movie is.
Right.
You know? But not everything can be that. And if that is the way that you get all your art, or you get all your art through music that takes, you know, lots of money to make and there's lots of money involved, you know, those things are undertakings that are produced in a certain kind of society, and there's a price, and there's a big price. And the price is that you aren't making any art, and nobody wants to hear what you have to say. You have to, isn't it amazing? You got to go to a wedding or something, and they go, here's the song that describes my feelings. This is something you bought. I can't say it better. You probably could, because they're your feelings. You just haven't learned how to do it. You don't have the confidence to do it. You know? Been taken away. The thing that we make, taken from us, made exclusive, given to a class of priests, and then sold back to us. And I'm telling you that you can, and this is evidence, you hear music on this station made by people sitting in their car, recording it on a cassette, right? We run the spectrum. So you could hear music on here. You might hear the Beatles, but you also might hear something that somebody made on a cassette tape with no money, just ideas.
That's the thing that FMU excels at. Like you were saying with, you know, big Hollywood movies, it's like millions and millions and millions of dollars involved to produce something really elaborate and carefully produced. And the idea behind it is just kind of like... And FMU is exactly the opposite of that. It's a celebrate. You know, the human mind is you know, we're animals. We're all just, you know, little meat sacks, and we're not that much different from, you know,
exactly.
from a dog. You know, we're a little bit more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, in the end, like most people's lives are spent just doing the sort of animal things, but in a more elaborate way. Just, you know, like how do I get food? Like how. FMU is a church celebrating the most mystical part of the human brain, which is creativity. You know, all animals need creativity to survive, and you know, but human beings take creativity and enjoy it just for its own sake, just for the pure magic of creating wonderful things. And most of the artists played on FMU are just compelled to do that, whether or not it makes them money. More often than not, it'll make them poorer if they,
yes.
they didn't do it. But like I said, FMU is kind of a church, like celebrating that magical part of the human brain.
It is, and I think there's I don't want to make not everything is practical, but sometimes creativity is just a way of coming up with imaginary solutions or seeing possibilities. You know, people think they know, you know, the world is not as predictable as you think. There's many possibilities. You must imagine them, you know, or you won't know how to react, what to do. It's a way of coping in the world, you know, and instead of like finding food, let's just use something like emotions of going, and I have a bit of a social anxiety and shyness and everything, and I come here and I see people and I get a little shy at first. It takes me a minute to warm up, or I forget people's names. I get very embarrassed and I kind of, right? So, you know, so that I gotta, I push, you know, push through that to get to that point where you can feel not the burden of yourself so much, you know? And know that you are trying to think of possibilities together about how, you know, imagine what it's like to be with those people and what they are thinking. And that's what helps me. See, when you understand other people's emotions, you see how much they are like you. And so I think, well, maybe other people are shy. You know, maybe they have anxiety too. Maybe they feel the same way. Maybe we all secretly desire this love and this closeness and this camaraderie, but we're awkward and we're self-conscious because we know maybe we talk too much, or maybe our sense of humor is like, doesn't, you know, translate to other people a lot, you know? But everybody wants to be loved and accepted. Here's the thing, you know? When you come here, you realize there are people that are willing to sit and listen to you and to be with you and to accept you, I think, the way you are. Because, you know, they know that in the multitudes that we Whitmanestly contain, there is a lot of doo-doo balls. I mean, not everything is great, right? It has to be sorted through in all human beings. And it's worth it to go through it and to find the worst of people. Assume it's there and then have the patience to stick around and look for it and hear it. And I feel like that with music. I assume the thing I'm hearing has worth. Someone spent some time to make that piece of art. I'm going to give it a little bit of respect at least. I'm going to hear it out. I'm going to try to figure it out. I'm not going to dismiss it out of hand the same way I'm not going to dismiss people out of hand, experiences out of hand, or anything. I'm going to be considerate. I'm going to sit and listen, and then I'm going to talk too much. And then maybe we're going to have to tell me to shut up.
Hey, we have more people to thank, if you'd like. Charles from Bangor, Maine is checking in.
Thank you, Charles.
We have Alex from Wincote, Pennsylvania. Says, I love Hardy White. He has tickets for tomorrow's show.
Oh, thank you, Alex.
Zachary and Ann from West Lafayette, Indiana. We love Hardy White and his TV theme songs.
Oh, yay. Oh, that was my last year's premium.
Let's see, Joshua from Pitt, Pennsylvania. Hello from the birthplace of Gertrude Stein.
Yay!
They just they're a new Swag for Life pledger. I haven't mentioned that yet, but one thing you can do with that really helps us out a lot here is the Swag for Life pledge. They you can pledge, say, You can pledge an amount and spread it over the course of a year. You'll get billed in little chunks, so that way you don't have to drop a whole lot at once. And you know, we have special swag for Swag for Life pledges, but that helps us a lot because it's like, instead of, you know, like mainlining all the cash,
it trickles in. Oh, there's something coming in.
We need to be restrained a little bit. But so that's a thing to look into. Is the Swag for Life pledge just really helps.
It's like
a lot.
Residuals from your successful jingle.
Exactly. Just mechanicals.
A little coming in every month, and it helps, you know, that I did that peanut butter ad or something.
800-989-9368 is a number to call, or go to wfmu.org and you can pledge there and keep FMU going for another year.
Yeah, I like to hear a little. You don't be afraid to write a testimonial too, like say it doesn't have to be about me. You know,
let me know how I've affected you. I'm interested. Just out of curiosity.
No, I'd like to know, like, if the station, because the station has been very meaningful to a lot of people, and you know, connecting with folks, even if it's like.
And I think radio is particularly intimate and wonderful and can be incredibly healing and is one of the few known cures for loneliness. But, you know, there are times of your life, and it can happen to anybody, where the loneliness almost kills you. And you need, like, a lifeline. And I know that radio has been that lifeline to lots of individuals and continues to be. And what we're concerned about is the people who need it in the future, too. So if it has happened to you, and this has been more than just entertainment, and I know it has, then you need to think about the people that haven't discovered it yet or will need to be saved by it. And even if it's not that crucial where you save my life, even if it's you've lightened a moment, if you can turn somebody's corner, you know, because, you know, bad things can cascade, you know, but one little thing can give you hope. And it's wonderful to put that out there. That's why we act nuts once a year, and that's why we do our thing continually. But also, it can be a slog. Be patient with your DJ. It's hard year after year, especially if they have like a genre show. They might have reached the edges, down the horizon of that particular style of
music. No more 45s left. No, it's true. Like the entire architecture of our world is set up. It's such a grind. It's so mechanical. And the goal of it all is just so unfulfilling, and some people don't seem to need more than that, but FMU is a place that people who do need more than that can, you know, and you, as you said, radio is so intimate. You could be the only person you know like that. And FMU is here. You can just, like, turn it on.
I would like to spin it a little differently because I think I might have made you seem lonely, my friend. And sometimes what you are is extremely intelligent and curious about the world. And curiosity is sometimes not rewarded in this society necessarily. And people who are intellectually curious are not necessarily lauded. You know, sometimes they're made to feel as if they're crazy or, you know,
oh, you're into some strange stuff, man. You know, I think
it's... The world is strange stuff, man. I'm interested in all kind of weird junk, you know? And I find a lot of things that people like mainstream unironically to be bizarre and weird sometimes, especially when they become dated, you know? You like listen to some old pop song that grabbed a hold of some bad trend, you know? And you say, wow, there's a lot of chorus on that guitar. I know what year that's from, kind of thing.
Oh, pledge.wfmu.org is where you want to go to donate, or call 800-989-9368.
Oh, you know these last 10 minutes are going to come out. We're not going to go to sleep. We're going to get more intense here. It's only when... I'll tell you also the thing. This is so exciting for me. My microphone in my home studio is a very old 70s microphone that I liberated from a public radio station because they don't deserve the things they have. It was also dated, but they didn't, you know. So it's an old, like, interview mic. You see them in old movies. It's great.
Like a Bob Barker mic?
Yeah, oh, not quite, but, like, you know, those kind of stream. I forget. I don't want to say the make, but
because I forget. That's why I don't want to say it. Electra something. But anyway, it's very old, and it's okay, right? You know, but it's not a great mic. But then I can come here, and it's almost, it's great. I can do this. And I don't sound like this normally. No, my friend.
Right, it's so great, and they're screaming, like when they pull back and scream, it's just... It's great, and I don't have that kind of compression, and I don't know, man. I just feel like a pro, and I'm not. You know me. This is real.
You know, I heard he's really, like, he's actually some kind of professional or something.
No, I'm not. I really say, is he really like a crazy outsider artist from Kentucky? Yes. I didn't realize that. I thought, no. Surely that's, but I am. You're not going to hear something like me, and I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. That's not even a value judgment, but I know for good or bad, I'm not going to be on other radio stations. I wasn't in the past, and I will not be in the future. You know, if it's not a college or community radio station, you're not going to hear my voice. Well, I thought I heard it on Shut Up. Moments of weakness. But let me tell you, no, I'd rather my powers don't work if somebody else wants to steer them and use them. They just don't. I can't be used to do anything with. And it's funny when people have tried, you know, I'm going to use you to advertise something. I'm like, no, you're not. You're going to be so sorry you met me or called me because I'm chaos. Okay, this is all from my heart, you know, and is it an act? Is it not an act? Everything's an act, and everything's not an act. Everything's real, and everything is fake at the same time. How can that be? Think about it. You're watching a play, right, and there's characters, and that's the mother, and that's the father, and they're saying things, and they seem real, and they're real emotions, and the things that real people would say, and they're real people with skulls and brains and things saying them, and then you don't know whether how much of their experience they're using and they're conveying that performance. You don't even know whether they wrote it. The person saying the lines could be the actual character that's saying those things, that's thinking those things, that had those experiences. You see, there's a complete blur there. And when you watch like a stand-up comedian or something's making jokes, yeah, I used to pee the bed when I was a kid. Ha ha ha, it's true. You see, he's being both a character and a real person. It's just a way of transmitting some things that protects the artist from emotional damage. You know, I can't get on the I can't confess to you or open my heart in conventional ways all the time, we'd all be destroyed. You wouldn't want to even hear it. Oh, no. You'd rather it be given to you with some sort of a sense of craft, right? You know, there's a difference. Would you rather hear a joke or would you rather see a really well-thought-out Wizard of Id strip?
Hey, would you like to thank a few more people?
Of course. I'd like to thank hundreds or dozens of people. Is that possible?
I can try to talk really fast.
Please,
like
I'm going to be on. Listen,
like the legal copy at the end of a pharmaceutical ad.
I love you. We got like 7 minutes. I've been on this radio station now for only 12 years, which is in FMU years, that's 1 year. So if you've been here like less than that, that's zero. But
That's true. We're all sort of like barnacles.
I'm still new. You're a barnacle. You're in the barnacle club. You're at gold barnacle level. So, but I'm not. And I've got just like 5 minutes left in this town to be live here in this special place where I can feel the spirits of all the people who've been here before. And by feel the spirits, I mean smell the odor of. Oh, yes. All of us leave a trail of things, of molecules and dust and sweat and a cloud of invisible evidence around us as we move through spaces, and I get to experience that. I get to inhale stuff that came off of Ken's arm. I'm going to breathe it in, and maybe a little bit of that will go into me, and when I'm home and I love doing my show from my basement, it is smelly and damp and fetid. But when I come here, I can be present, and we can have this interaction. And you can say things to me with your little comments on the... Your little comments, that's unmeaning. You little people with your little money and your little comments.
but I would like you to, please, it's so meaningful to me and others. Come on, share your stories. Share your motivation for giving. You know, tell everybody. Preach about your values. Share them. Pass them on.
I'm going to give out the web address to pledge one more time while I'm reading these. Pledge.wfmu.org, or you can call 800-989-9368. Jason from Staten Island is checking in.
Thank you, Jace.
We have Thomas from Clinton, New Jersey. Says, I love what you guys just said about music and art. Felt hardcore, WFMU forever.
Absolutely, it is.
We have Common from Philadelphia checking in. And Greg from Detroit says, listening for, whoops, I'm having trouble reading this. Listening for the phone to ring in the background. Heard it. WFMU is lucky to have Hardy. And Bryce, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'd say there's very few things that are authentically subversive anymore. You know? Like, everything goes along with everything. You know, nobody is trying to undermine things in a positive way, to provide new ways. Oh, yes, there's people undermining things and digging holes under, and they laugh at the collapse, but they've got nothing to put in the place of what's collapsed. Oh, it's easy to burn down, it's difficult to build, and it's even more difficult to maintain. Oh, you can build a mansion, keeping it up is another thing, keeping a roof on it. And then, once it's gone, good luck. Not going to build it again. So we're in the stage of keeping the roof on the mansion. Come on, we've inherited this great thing. I didn't start it. It's not going to die when I die, hopefully. It's going to go on. But that means y'all got to get a job, and you can't just live in grandma's house because there's taxes. There's no set it and forget it with anything in life. And we have achieved this great thing, and it could crumble. It is a castle that needs constant maintenance. And it is too important to go away. And its absence would be profound. And then there would be no memory of it soon. And so how would it be recreated ever? No, it can't ever go away. It can't ever diminish. It can't ever die. And you can keep it alive. And I will try to keep it alive during my tenure. And we're going to have this wonderful thing because we need it when we want to be sentimental, but we also need it when we want to be break things. We need it when we want to scream and we want to yell at each other. We need it then, too. We need it when we want to make bathroom jokes and say, I got this great joke and the punchline is turd or something. You say, oh, yeah, I want to say something about runny diarrhea, and then I want to switch and talk about prayer. And then you're not going to be able to do that, except on the, I guess, on the Runny Diarrhea Prayer Network, but I don't even think that's up anymore. That was an early website. They're gone. I loved it, though. I loved the animated GIFs. Oh my gosh, we have like two minutes.
2 minutes, yeah. Scott from Plainfield is checking in. We have Bob from East Orange, New Jersey. Dave from New York. Rachel from Sacramento. Fred from Brooklyn. Joe from Brookhaven, Pennsylvania. There's so many. Jess from Easton, Pennsylvania. Abby from New York.
Thank you.
Rob from New Haven.
Thank you.
Catherine from Brooklyn.
Thank you.
Lincoln from Dallas.
Thank you.
And the phones are still ringing, Hardy.
Oh, that's so great. That just warms my heart. And that means that we can continue our relationship until Ken fires me. So and then the new Hardy, there's always going to be, there'll be something, you know, when I drop off the earth, something, there'll be a Hardy type thing. But there wouldn't if I didn't do it. That's the thing. You like that, then let's say I die, and will you do it? I don't mean that in a bad way, but that's what a wonderful opportunity my death will be. So can I mean, is anybody using the name? I mean, really, come on, right? You just jump right in there like you're the new Phantom.
Oh, thank you, Eric, from Asbury Park, by the way.
Thank you, Eric. And let's see what actual time is it. What's the actual time? That's the actual time. That's brilliant. And that's right there for everyone to see. You are listening to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County, and online at WFMU.org worldwide. Freeform Radio, thank you so much for listening. And I will see you again next week. Are you going to hit your theme?
Oh, yeah.
Hit your theme. There, no one's hearing this. Oh, I mean, they are, but it's a good, it's like they can get a good back. So what we do is then we kind of click the song we want.
Yeah,
all done on computers, which are not free. And then, I know. And we're getting there, and I'm taking my, the mouth condom with me. And I guess that, soak that in flavored vodka, I think is what does much better than others. And then I'll return it. Okay, friends, thank you very much. See you again next week.
Twins name was Ebony. Her name was Mahogany. 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 Twins name was Ebony. We'll be right back.
Can you talk?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. What's up, Phil?
More reverb.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's up, man?
What's going on, Bailey? What are we listening to?
We're listening to Larry Corio and In the 11th House. The song is called Gratitude.
This is awesome.
He's good, right?
What are we doing today?
We're talking business, man. We're getting to it.
I like this. We have a glass in between us.
Yeah.
Kind of feels like I'm being visited in prison.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it is like that.
Yeah. Hey, it's the WFMU fundraising marathon. I'm Landfill. Here with Bailey. Talking business.
What's up? It's a marathon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're here to talk about one very important thing today. That's our cats.
Yeah.
How's your cat doing?
Kitty cat, she's good.
Yeah?
I saw her this morning before I left out.
What's your cat's name again?
Kitty cat. What's your cat's name?
Oh, I have two. We have Cat Pernicus and Calamity Jane.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Today's the 7th.
Last week we were supposed to talk about our cats.
This week we need to raise money for WFMU.
Yeah.
This fantastic station that put your fantastic show on the airwaves for all the lovely people to hear.